All right, we're back for part two of how to identify tempo. I've reset the project tempo to the default of 120, so it sounds horrible like this again. Yuck. Okay, so gonna turn the metronome off and I'm gonna mark out one bar with a time selection. So remember in the previous example, I've already chopped the beginning of this song so that it aligns with the first click. Okay, so I'm going to drop a start of time selection at the start of the project, and I'm just going to play for a bar. Two, three, four, boink. And yeah, scrub forward a little bit. That'll do it. Drop the end of time selection there. I'm going to turn repeat on with Control R and just listen to this for a second to make sure that I've got a fairly clean, consistent loop point. Let's play. It's clean enough. Okay, so now what we can do is do Control Alt Shift C. And that puts us into a dialogue that has a few unlabeled fields, so I'll walk you through them. If you do Shift Tab from where you land in this dialogue, you'll find the tempo that Reaper thinks we've identified with that one bar loop. And if you press OK in this dialogue, this is the tempo that the project BPM will be set to. So let's see what it got.
Tempo end read only 89.772.
Okay, well, we already know from the previous step that it's 90 BPM that this was recorded at, and it got us to
89.772.
89.772. To be fair, that's not Reaper being inaccurate, that's me being shit at looping, but it still got us pretty close. Like most of the time, people tend to record in whole numbers. So if you see something like 89.772, it's a fairly reasonable guess that if you were to put 90, you'd be right. Elsewhere in this dialogue, we've got, if I tab, we've got two fields for the time signature that we want Reaper to identify, so that's set to 4/4 at the moment, which is fine for this song. And the last edit field is one. That's telling Reaper the amount of bars that you've marked out, and that's right in this case as well. But we don't need this because we've already identified that it's set to 90 BPM. But if you were to use that method, that's how you would do it. I really need to go on the forum and get Justin to label those fields in that dialogue. I will do that now. Hope it's useful, man.
Button.